Marcus Aurelius lets us know that all people suffer, but not all people complain or pity themselves. Imagine two neighbors, both with gardens. A storm hits and both gardens are wrecked. One neighbor sits in the ruins furious about his unfair fate, while the other starts recovering what he can, planting new seeds. The storm hit them equally, but the future of their gardens will differ based on their response to the storm. That's why Stoicism teaches us to always ask ourselves, what's within my control and what's not? What can I change and what can't I change? And then we pour our energy into the former, not wasting it on the latter. If you wish to be a Stoic, imagine possessing the secret to an unshakable inner calm amidst the chaos of life's storms. Envision a world where every emotion is not a master, but a teacher guiding you towards wisdom and strength. This ancient philosophy, once practiced by emperors and scholars, offers the keys to mastering your emotions, transforming them from tumultuous seas into tranquil waters. But how, you might ask, can we apply these age-old principles to the modern whirlwind of our daily lives? Do you ever notice how certain situations trigger a predictable emotional response in you, almost like a reflex? The Stoics teach us about the concept of the inner citadel, a fortress within ourselves where reason and self-awareness reign supreme. Let's explore how to construct this fortress, brick by brick. Lesson 1. The fortress of self-awareness, the strength of inner fortitude. First, self-awareness is the foundation. Start by observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Can you identify your triggers? What happens within you when they are activated? This isn't about suppressing your emotions. Rather, it's about understanding them. Practice this by keeping a journal. Each day, write down moments when your emotions felt overwhelming. What led to these feelings? How did you respond? Reflection is your first brick. Next, challenge these automatic responses. Ask yourself, is this reaction within my control? Can I choose a different response that aligns more closely with the person I aspire to be? This is where reason comes into play, acting as the mortar between your bricks. Practice this by pausing before you react to anything that upsets you. Even a few seconds of pause can transform an impulsive reaction into a thoughtful response. Finally, fortify your citadel with the practice of daily meditation or mindfulness. Dedicate a few minutes each day to sit in silence, focusing solely on your breath. This practice isn't about emptying your mind, but rather about observing your thoughts as they come and go, without attaching to them. This detachment is the sturdy wall that protects your inner citadel from being easily swayed by external events, emotions as pathways to growth. The Stoics didn't view emotions as mere obstacles. They saw them as pathways to personal growth and virtue. Every time we face a challenging emotion, we are presented with an opportunity to practice Stoic virtues. Fear becomes a chance to practice courage. Sadness, a moment to reflect on what we truly value. Anger, an invitation to practice patience and understanding. How do we apply this in our daily lives? Start by reframing your emotional challenges as opportunities. When you feel anger bubbling up inside, pause and consider this a chance to practice patience. If you're faced with fear, use it as a moment to cultivate courage by facing what scares you, even if it's in small, manageable steps. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate emotions, but to transform our relationship with them. The Stoics believed in living in harmony with nature, and our emotions are a natural part of our being. By practicing mindfulness, engaging in reflective journaling, and viewing emotions as opportunities for growth, we align ourselves more closely with Stoic wisdom. The path to mastering our emotions isn't about suppression or denial. It's about understanding, engaging, and ultimately transforming our emotional landscape through Stoic practices. Remember the words of Marcus Aurelius: "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this and you will find strength. Are you ready to build your fortress? Remember, the strength of your inner citadel determines the mastery you have over your emotions. The Stoics knew this well. Every moment of self-awareness, every pause before reacting, and every mindful observation adds a brick to your fortress. Begin today and watch how your emotional landscape transforms. Lesson 2. Understanding the power of rationality. The Stoics believed that at the core of emotional mastery lies the power of rational thought. Unlike the fleeting and often turbulent nature of emotions, rationality offers a stable and clear path through life's challenges. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, taught that the key to tranquility is not in changing our external circumstances, but in managing our internal reactions to them. He argued that we possess the ability to choose our responses, a concept that today we might refer to as emotional intelligence. But how does one strengthen this ability? First, we must cultivate self-awareness. This involves taking a step back during emotionally charged situations to observe our thoughts and feelings without immediate judgment or action. By becoming mindful observers of our own minds, we can start to identify the automatic patterns of thought that lead to emotional distress. Ask yourself, what am I really reacting to? Is it the event itself, or is it my interpretation of the event? Practical exercises for rational control. One practical way to develop this skill is through the Stoic practice of daily reflection. At the end of each day, take a moment to review the events that triggered strong emotions. Evaluate your responses. Were they guided by rational thought, or were they knee-jerk reactions? Consider alternative ways you might have responded, using reason as your guide. This reflective practice not only enhances self-awareness, but also prepares you to handle similar situations more rationally in the future. Another powerful exercise is the view from above. This Stoic technique involves imagining yourself observing your life from a great height, seeing events and emotions in their broader context. From this perspective, the trials and tribulations of daily life often appear less overwhelming, making it easier to respond with calm rationality rather than being swept away by emotion. Rationality in action. Rational control isn't just about managing negative emotions, it's also about fostering positive ones. The Stoics teach us to use our rational minds to focus on what's within our control and to accept what's beyond it. This shift in focus can lead to a profound sense of peace and contentment. For instance, instead of fretting over a missed opportunity or an unkind word from a colleague, concentrate on your own actions and attitudes. How can you grow from this experience? What can you do differently moving forward? In daily life, try to implement the Stoic dichotomy of control by asking yourself whether a source of distress is something you can influence. If not, practice letting go with grace. If yes, use your rational mind to devise a plan of action. This practice not only mitigates unnecessary stress, but also empowers you to take constructive steps towards resolving the challenges you face. Remember, mastering your emotions doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey, one that requires patience, perseverance, and a commitment to self-improvement. How will you apply the wisdom of rational control today? Lesson 3. Embracing adversity as a pathway to growth. Embracing adversity is a concept that challenges us to rethink our relationship with life's inevitable hardships. Have you ever faced a challenge so daunting that it seemed impossible to overcome? It's in these moments, the Stoics argue, that we find our greatest potential for growth and self-discovery. But how can we transform our struggles into stepping stones towards personal excellence? The Stoic perspective on adversity. The Stoics viewed adversity not as a hindrance, but as an essential part of human life. They believed that facing challenges with resilience and courage was a key to developing virtue, the highest good in Stoic philosophy. According to Seneca, one of the most prominent Stoic thinkers, fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men. This analogy highlights the Stoic belief that just as fire purifies gold, adversity strengthens the human spirit. The question then arises, how can we adopt this Stoic mindset and see our own challenges as opportunities for growth? Practical ways to embrace adversity. One practical approach is to start small. Begin by reframing minor daily annoyances as opportunities to practice patience and resilience. Stuck in traffic? Use the time to reflect or listen to an educational podcast. Facing criticism at work? View it as valuable feedback to improve your skills. By adjusting our perception of these small adversities, we gradually build the mental muscle to tackle larger challenges with grace and fortitude. Another Stoic exercise involves visualizing future challenges and preparing mentally for them. This practice, known as premeditatio malorum, encourages us to contemplate potential difficulties and our responses to them. By doing so, we can reduce the impact of fear and anxiety associated with the unknown and develop a proactive plan for facing adversity. It's a way of immunizing ourselves against the paralyzing effect of fear, enabling us to act with clarity and purpose when challenges arise, finding meaning in hardship. But embracing adversity goes beyond merely tolerating difficulties. It's about finding meaning and purpose in the struggle. The Stoics believed that every challenge we face is a lesson in disguise, teaching us something valuable about ourselves and the world. Ask yourself, what can this situation teach me? How can I grow from this experience? By seeking the lessons hidden within our struggles, we can turn even the darkest moments into sources of light and wisdom. Incorporating this Stoic principle into our lives means actively looking for the silver lining in every cloud, not in a naive or overly optimistic way, but with the understanding that growth often comes from discomfort. Embrace the process of learning and evolving through adversity, knowing that each challenge is an opportunity to become a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Reflect on the challenges you've faced and how they've shaped you. Consider how adopting a Stoic approach to future adversities could transform your experience of them. Remember, the path to mastering our emotions and achieving personal excellence is not found in the absence of struggle, but in our response to it. How will you embrace adversity as a pathway to growth today? Lesson 4: The Harmony of Acceptance and Action. This lesson revolves around a fundamental Stoic belief in striking a balance between accepting what we cannot change and taking decisive action on what we can. Have you ever felt caught between resignation and determination, unsure of when to let go and when to push forward? The Stoics offer a profound strategy for navigating this dilemma, teaching us how to live in harmony with the flow of life, while also pursuing our goals with vigor. But how can we distinguish between what warrants our acceptance and what demands our action? Understanding what's within our control. The Stoic philosophy introduces us to a simple yet powerful concept, the dichotomy of control. This concept teaches us to categorize our experiences into two distinct realms: things within our control and things beyond it. Our thoughts, decisions, and actions? These lie within our sphere of control. External events, the actions of others, and the outcome of our efforts, these reside outside our direct control. Recognizing and internalizing this distinction is the first step toward harmony. But how does this awareness influence our daily lives? Practical steps towards balancing acceptance and action. Begin by practicing mindfulness throughout your day. Whenever you find yourself facing a decision or reacting to a situation, pause to ask, "Is this within my control?" This simple question can help steer you away from fruitless worry over uncontrollable outcomes and focus your energy on your own actions and attitudes. For instance, if you're anxious about an upcoming presentation, recognize that while you can't control the audience's reaction, you can control your preparation and delivery. This realization frees you from the paralyzing grip of anxiety, allowing you to take constructive action. Moreover, engage in daily reflection to evaluate your responses to various situations. Were you able to maintain composure in the face of what you couldn't control? Did you take assertive action on matters within your control? Reflection not only deepens your understanding of the dichotomy of control, but also enhances your ability to apply it in real-world scenarios. The power of acceptance. Embracing acceptance doesn't mean passive resignation, but a conscious acknowledgement of the limits of our influence. It involves a serene acknowledgement of life's unpredictability and an inner commitment to remain steadfast in the face of it. This acceptance is liberating, allowing us to let go of the anxiety and frustration that come from trying to control the uncontrollable. But acceptance also paves the way for action. Action that is thoughtful, deliberate, and aligned with our values. The Stoics teach us that while we may not have control over the external world, we have immense power over our internal world, our responses, our attitudes, and our actions. by focusing our efforts on what we can control and accepting what we cannot, we find peace and empowerment. This balanced approach does not weaken our resolve but strengthens it, providing a firm foundation for action grounded in wisdom and clarity. Take a moment to reflect on areas of your life where you might be exerting effort on things beyond your control. Consider how shifting your focus to what is within your control could transform your experience of these situations. Remember, the journey to mastering our emotions and living a stoic life is a practice of balancing acceptance with action, embracing life's challenges with equanimity and determination. How will you apply this lesson to create harmony in your own life? Lesson 5. The Art of Stoic Reflection. This essential aspect of Stoicism teaches us the power of introspection and self-examination as tools for personal growth and emotional mastery. Have you ever considered the impact of daily reflection on your ability to navigate life's ups and downs? The Stoics believed that through reflection, we could cultivate virtue, wisdom, and a deep sense of peace. But what does Stoic reflection entail, and how can we integrate this practice into our modern lives? Cultivating an inner dialogue. Stoic reflection is more than mere contemplation. It's an active engagement with our thoughts, behaviors, and the principles by which we live. It involves asking ourselves challenging questions and being honest with our answers. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, provides a prime example of this practice, examining his actions and thoughts against the backdrop of Stoic virtues. But how do we start this inner dialogue? One approach is to end each day with a period of reflection. Sit quietly and review the day's events, your reactions to them, and the decisions you made. Ask yourself, did I act in accordance with my values? Were my responses to challenges today reflective of the person I strive to be? This practice not only fosters self-awareness, but also encourages personal accountability and growth. Embracing discomfort and reflection. True Stoic reflection often involves confronting uncomfortable truths about ourselves. It requires us to acknowledge our shortcomings and the areas where we diverge from Stoic ideals. However, this discomfort is not a deterrent. Rather, it's a catalyst for change. By facing our flaws directly, we can begin to address them, making incremental improvements in our character and conduct. To embrace this discomfort, start by identifying one aspect of your behavior or attitude you're not proud of. Reflect on its origins and its impact on your life and relationships. Then, consider concrete steps you can take to modify this behavior. Remember, Stoic reflection is not about self-criticism, but about self-improvement, reflecting on our place in the cosmos. Stoic reflection also extends beyond personal introspection to consider our place within the larger cosmos. The Stoics believed that understanding our role in the universe could bring a sense of perspective and tranquility. Reflecting on the vastness of the cosmos and the transient nature of human life can help us recognize the insignificance of our troubles, reducing their emotional hold over us. To practice this broader reflection, take time to contemplate nature and the universe. Whether it's stargazing, watching a sunrise, or simply observing the intricacies of a flower, allow yourself to feel a part of something greater. This practice can instill a sense of humility and gratitude, diminishing the ego and fostering acceptance. Practical step 1. Establish a daily reflection routine. To truly integrate the art of Stoic reflection into your life, establish a daily routine dedicated to this practice. But how do you ensure this becomes a part of your daily life? Set aside a specific time each day, perhaps in the evening, to sit quietly and review the day's events. Ask yourself, what did I learn today? Which of my actions today were aligned with the Stoic virtues, and which were not? This structured approach not only creates a habit, but also ensures that reflection becomes a non-negotiable part of your day, much like eating or sleeping. Practical step 2. The Socratic Method of Self-Questioning. Borrowing from Socrates, another philosopher who greatly influenced Stoic thought, you can employ the method of systematic questioning to deepen your reflective practice. This involves challenging your assumptions and beliefs through a series of questions to yourself, leading to greater insight and understanding. For instance, when reflecting on an emotion you felt strongly during the day, ask yourself, why did I feel this way? What belief about the situation triggered this emotion? Is this belief objectively true, or can it be challenged? By dissecting your thoughts and emotions through questioning, you'll cultivate a more nuanced understanding of yourself and how you interact with the world. Practical step 3, reflective writing. Another practical step to enhance your stoic reflection is to engage in reflective writing. Keeping a journal where you jot down your thoughts, feelings, and reflections on daily events can be incredibly therapeutic and insightful. But what should you focus on in your writing to align it with stoic principles? Consider questions like, how did I demonstrate self-control today? In what situations did I find it challenging to act virtuously? And how can I improve? What am I grateful for today, and how does this gratitude align with living a good life according to Stoicism? Writing provides a tangible record of your progress and challenges, making it easier to track your growth over time and keep your reflections focused and productive. By incorporating these practical steps into your routine, you'll not only deepen your practice of Stoic reflection, but also enhance your ability to live according to Stoic principles, leading to greater emotional mastery and a more fulfilling life. As you continue to explore Stoicism and its practices, remember that each step you take is a step towards a wiser, more resilient you. Consider making reflection a daily ritual, whether it's through journaling, meditation, or quiet contemplation. Find a method that resonates with you. Through consistent practice, you'll cultivate a deeper understanding of yourself, your values, and your place in the world, equipping you with the wisdom to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. How will you incorporate the art of Stoic reflection into your journey towards mastering your emotions? Lesson 6, the discipline of desire and aversion. This lesson focuses on the Stoic principles of managing our desires and aversions effectively, understanding that much of our emotional turmoil arises from misplaced desires or unfounded fears. How then can we align our desires with virtue and rationality, and how can we mitigate our aversions to remain balanced in the face of life's uncertainties? Let's explore practical steps to cultivate this discipline and achieve a more serene state of mind. Practical step 1, identifying unhealthy desires. The first step towards mastering desire and aversion is to identify which of our desires are unhealthy or unrealistic. Stoicism teaches that desiring things outside our control leads to emotional disturbance. Reflect on your desires by asking, is this within my control? Is this desire contributing to my virtue and well-being? Or is it leading me towards unnecessary stress and disappointment? By critically examining our desires, we can start to focus on those that are aligned with our inner virtue and those that are within our power to fulfill. Practical step 2, cultivating contentment. Once we've identified and pruned unhealthy desires, the next step is to cultivate contentment with what we have and what is within our control. This doesn't mean giving up on ambition or improvement, but finding a balance where our happiness isn't contingent on external achievements or possessions. A practical approach to cultivating contentment is through gratitude exercises. Each day, list 3 things you are grateful for in your life. Ask yourself, why am I grateful for these aspects of my life? How do they contribute to my well-being and personal growth? This practice helps shift our focus from what we lack to the abundance we already possess. The role of moderation in desire. In the Stoic pursuit of mastering desires and aversions, the role of moderation in desire is paramount. Stoicism doesn't advocate for the complete suppression of desires, recognizing that desires, when aligned with virtue and reason, can be constructive. Instead, it emphasizes moderation and self-control. This nuanced approach acknowledges the natural human inclination towards desire, but advises us to temper it with wisdom. Moderation prevents us from becoming enslaved by our desires, allowing us to enjoy life's pleasures while maintaining our composure and dignity. Reflecting on moderation invites us to ask, is my pursuit of pleasure balanced with my pursuit of virtue? How can I enjoy life's offerings without losing sight of my ethical principles? Navigating aversions with stoic courage. This concept explores how facing our fears and discomforts can lead to profound personal growth. Stoicism teaches us that aversions, much like desires, are often rooted in misperceptions or exaggerated fears. By confronting these aversions directly, we can dismantle their power over us. This practice requires courage, a virtue highly regarded in Stoic philosophy. Courage in this context is not the absence of fear, but the willingness to face and understand our fears rationally. It's about making a conscious decision to step out of our comfort zones and challenge the irrational beliefs that fuel our aversions. Through this process, we learn that many of the things we avoid are not as threatening as they seem, and that we possess the strength to overcome them. Practical step 3, reframing aversions. Managing our aversions involves reframing our perspective towards things we typically want to avoid. While some aversions are rational and protective, others can limit us and cause undue distress. To practice reframing aversions, identify a fear or aversion you have and challenge its basis. Ask, is this aversion based on rational concern, or is it an irrational fear? What's the worst that could happen, and how could I handle it? This exercise encourages us to face our fears with reason and to recognize that many of our aversions can be mitigated or overcome with rational thought and action. The Stoic balance: desire, aversion, and virtue. In this concept, we find the essence of Stoic emotional mastery. Stoicism teaches us that the key to tranquility lies not in the elimination of desire and aversion, but in their harmonization with virtue. Virtue, or living in accordance with reason and nature, serves as the guiding principle for managing our impulses. This balance is delicate and requires constant vigilance and practice. It's about aligning our desires with our highest good and confronting our aversions with rational understanding and bravery. By maintaining this balance, we ensure that our actions and reactions contribute to our well-being and the well-being of those around us, fostering a life of fulfillment, peace, and moral integrity. The Stoic journey towards mastering desires and aversions is thus deeply intertwined with the pursuit of virtue, illustrating the beautiful synergy between emotional regulation and ethical living. Practical step 4, embracing voluntary discomfort. A powerful Stoic practice for mastering desire and aversion is the deliberate embrace of discomfort, known as voluntary discomfort. By occasionally putting ourselves in situations where we face our aversions or deny our desires, we can build resilience and reduce the power these impulses have over us. Start small. Take a cold shower, fast for a day, or disconnect from digital devices for a period. Reflect on the experience by asking, what did I learn about my ability to endure discomfort? How can this practice help me reduce the influence of unhealthy desires and aversions? Remember that mastering these aspects of our inner life is a journey toward greater emotional freedom and tranquility. By aligning our desires with our control and virtues, cultivating contentment, reframing our aversions, and embracing voluntary discomfort, we can navigate life with a steadier heart and a clearer mind. How will you implement these practices to refine your desires and confront your aversions? Lesson 7. Embodying Stoic wisdom in daily life. This lesson seeks to bridge the gap between theory and practice, ensuring that Stoic wisdom becomes a living, breathing part of who we are. Stoic mindfulness in action. This concept urges us to maintain a continuous awareness of our thoughts, actions, and emotional responses. It's about vigilant self-observation to ensure alignment with virtue and reason. This mindfulness involves actively monitoring our internal dialogue and external reactions, ensuring they reflect Stoic virtues. Practicing this form of mindfulness leads to a life lived with intention and ethical clarity. Practical step 1. Begin each day with intention. Initiate each morning by setting a Stoic virtue as your day's guide. Ask yourself, which Stoic virtue will I embody today? This intention acts as a compass, orienting your actions and decisions towards stoicism. It's a straightforward yet powerful practice to keep stoic principles at the forefront of your mind. Practical step 2. Use reminders and reflections. Surround yourself with stoic reminders in your daily environment. These can be quotes, symbols, or any cues that reconnect you to stoic values. Combine these visual prompts with periodic self-reflections to assess your adherence to stoicism. This dual approach of reminders and reflections strengthens your stoic practice throughout the day. Living with virtue in relationships. This concept highlights the stoic focus on ethical interactions and the cultivation of social bonds. It challenges us to apply stoicism within the complexity of personal and professional relationships. This aspect of stoicism encourages us to engage with others through a lens of empathy, kindness, and understanding. Emphasizing virtue in our relationships fosters deeper connections and aligns our interactions with stoic principles. Practical step 3. Practice active empathy. Actively practice empathy by striving to understand others' perspectives before reacting. This practice involves considering the feelings and motivations behind others' actions. Such empathy can transform conflicts into opportunities for connection and understanding. Active empathy not only enhances relationships but also deepens our own emotional mastery. Practical step 4. Stoic communication. Adopt stoic principles in your communication, emphasizing honesty, clarity, and kindness. Before speaking, reflect on the truth, necessity, and kindness of your words. This stoic filter for communication helps avoid misunderstandings and promotes harmonious interactions. It's a practical application of stoicism that enriches our conversations and relationships. The stoic response to adversity. This concept addresses how we can apply stoic teachings when faced with life's inevitable challenges. It reminds us that our character is defined not by circumstances, but by our responses to them. Stoicism provides tools for facing adversity with resilience, ensuring that we respond with virtue and composure. This approach transforms obstacles into opportunities for growth and learning. Practical step 5, the view from above technique. Use the view from above technique to gain perspective on adversities. This stoic practice helps minimize the emotional weight of challenges, promoting a calm response. By visualizing the situation from a broader perspective, we can see it as part of a larger whole. This technique is a powerful tool for maintaining serenity in the face of difficulties. Practical step 6, contemplation of the sage. In challenging times, ask yourself, how would a stoic sage handle this situation? This contemplation offers a model for behavior that aligns with stoic virtues. It guides us toward actions rooted in wisdom and virtue. Looking to the example of the stoic sage helps us navigate adversity with dignity and strength. Remember that integrating stoic wisdom into daily life is a journey of continuous practice and refinement. Through mindfulness, virtuous relationships, and a resilient response to adversity, we can achieve a profound level of emotional mastery. This journey towards stoicism is not just about mastering our emotions, it's about living a life of purpose, harmony, and contentment. The path of stoicism is one of discovery and application, where each step taken is a step toward a richer, more fulfilled existence. With these powerful teachings on mastering our emotions, one final question lingers, beckoning you to reflect and act. How will you carry the torch of stoic wisdom into the tapestry of your daily life, transforming philosophy into practice and challenges into opportunities for growth? The journey doesn't end here, it's merely a new beginning. What steps will you take today to embody the timeless virtues of stoicism and navigate life's complexities with grace and resilience? We stand at the threshold of a new beginning. This series, A Voyage into the Heart of Stoic Wisdom, has not been about the end of learning but the start of living, a living that's more intentional, balanced, and deeply rooted in virtues that have withstood the test of time. Stoicism, with its profound insights into human nature and the cosmos, invites us to step into a world where every moment is an opportunity for growth, every challenge a lesson in disguise, and every interaction a chance to practice kindness and understanding. Remember, The path of Stoicism is not one of solitary contemplation, but of active engagement with the world. It beckons us to carry the torch of Stoic wisdom into our daily lives, illuminating our decisions, our relationships, and our responses to the world's ever-changing tapestry. As you move forward, let the principles of mindfulness, virtue, resilience, and compassion guide you. Let them be the stars by which you navigate the vast ocean of life, finding tranquility in turmoil, strength in adversity, and joy in simplicity. Your Stoic journey is just beginning. Embrace it with an open heart and a curious mind. Continue to explore, reflect, and grow. The wisdom of the Stoics is timeless, but its true power is revealed through action. Live the philosophy, embody the virtues, and witness the transformation within yourself and the world around you. May your path be guided by reason, your spirit by virtue, and your life enriched by the profound simplicity of Stoic joy. The journey towards emotional mastery and a Stoic way of life is an endless adventure, filled with limitless potential for discovery and growth. Step forth with the calm confidence of one who has glimpsed the Stoic way, ready to face whatever the future holds with equanimity and grace. Until our paths cross again, live well. Live Stoically.